Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie?
Yes.
Have you ever shopped at Forever 21?
It has been quite a while, because it has been quite a while since I have been 21. For those that don't know Forever 21, your teenage daughters perhaps shop there. It's just designed for, in kind of in the vein of like a Charlotte Russe or like a young H&M. Like I could still shop at H&M, and I do, but it's like a young H&M.
Yeah.
Which doesn't mean a lot for some of you, but your teenage girls would shop there.
Your teenage girls, and actually I liken it to women who are over the age of 21 but want that club clothes to
be
go
nice.
Out.
Yes.
I'm just a little over, a little over
nice.
21. Yeah, Jimmy, you
club
know.
Club clothes, yeah.
Yeah, it's club clothes. It's not the world's greatest quality,
no.
But for that one night, that $6 shirt or $12 shirt will look great when you go to the club if you're a woman. This is not... Okay. There are women out there that have body image issues, and especially, Jamie... Younger women dealing with body image issues is a big problem.
We live in a society where we are not kind to women who are not a perfect size four. And we look down on them and we judge them and we think it's okay to shame them, even though you could have women very happy at a size 12, happy as a size 12, perfectly confident as a size 12. And society still looks down on them.
From InStyle magazine, which
your
is
first source.
I mean, it's my homepage.
News, yeah.
Plenty of us love Forever 21 for bringing us trendy pieces on a budget. Even Blake Lively was a longtime fan. But the brand is currently under fire from people who claim the company has been sending out diet bars with online orders. Over the past few days, Twitter users have posted photos of their Forever 21 orders, which include Atkins lemon bars. A majority of those posts come from women who say they have bought plus-sized items.
All right. So there's a woman.
Oh my God.
I'll just read you some of the tweets that people have been responding with.
Oh.
I don't know why. So someone named Gigi tweets at them. Thanks, Forever 21. I have received my order of 5 items from the plus section. Oh, and this Atkins bars that slipped in there. I don't take kindly to people telling me how to live my life. Oh, and when you were packing the diet bar, you forgot to put my actual invoice. Here's someone else who lost some weight. I went from a size 24 to an 18. Good for her. Still a plus size girl, so I ordered jeans from Forever 21. Opened the package. When I looked inside, I see the Atkins bar. What are you trying to tell me, Forever 21? I'm fat. Lose weight. Do you give these to non-plus size women as well? I could go on
there
and on.
There are a ton of these.
Because they did this a lot.
And I... Obviously, I've never purchased. I don't think I've purchased too many items at Forever 21.
No, I expect you to.
But imagine now. Let's say, for example, this would never ever happen to a fat guy.
No.
All right. There. If a dude orders from Eddie Bauer.
Yes.
All right, and orders a pair of jeans in a size 54 waist or whatever is considered obese.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way they're sending an Atkins bar to a dude who ordered a 4X and a 55-inch waist pair of jeans along with their order. This is not happening.
Because for a guy, it is simply more acceptable for you to be bigger than it is for a woman. Like, we have the dad bod thing. Somebody decided to make being, a little chubbier as a guy, sexy.
Somebody told me I had my shirt off at a pool picture once. I've already got a dad bod.
And so for men, we just don't frown on it like we do women. Women are expected to be a perfect little skinny size, and for men, it doesn't matter. So no, this would never, ever happen to a man.
Do you think it takes for the person at Forever 21 at their corporate place or their shipping store? How long till that person no longer has a job at Forever 21?
I assume it has already happened. I assume that as these orders went out, and again, you're like, in what meeting was this decided? Because a person who works for someone like Forever 21 doesn't make that decision on their own.
And
there are other people involved in that decision.
For the record, not only is this just classless to send out to women who order plus size stuff and say, hey, here's an Atkins bar.
Which would be enough.
You may, and on a serious note, this might trigger an eating disorder. This may trigger something psychologically inside a young girl, an impressionable young girl who's 21, and maybe she's a size 18 or whatever, to go on some kind of unhealthy eating streak. And now Forever 21 can get blamed for her doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the nice end of this, it's classless and judgy and sends the wrong message. On the other end of it, for sure, because a lot of the people shopping at Forever 21 are, you know, younger or potentially, or it is parents ordering clothes for their kids. That's what some of these people said, was that my mom ordered me jeans from forever21.com and they came with an Atkins bar. So for sure it sends the wrong message. Hey, you, because they only send them out to the plus size.
Right.
The people with the plus size orders.
You're size six, you're not getting
Not getting the Atkins bar. Mm-mm. You don't need to lose weight, according to Forever 21. And on the other end of this, as a business move, stupid, because you are alienating people who just spent a lot of money with your company.
Hey, listen,
dumb.
The statistics are out there that we have a lot of obese people in this country, and there is still money to be spent. Why in the world would you alienate 30% of your audience, 30% of your customer base, or whatever it might be, by insulting them?
You are selling plus size clothes.
Yeah.
Do you not want people to buy them?
Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
If you're going to judge those people for it, then only sell non-plus size. By the way, not everybody who's plus size is obese. Some of those women are just tall.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them, but some of those women are just tall. When I was wearing a size 12, I was overweight. But some people are 5'10" and wearing a bigger size because they're just tall.
12 to me doesn't seem to be plus size.
It's not. 12 is not plus size. I think plus size is 14 and up.
Is it?
16 and up.
Gotcha.
But it doesn't. As a business move, like, did they get money from Atkins or something? Did Atkins go to them and say, hey, here's a good promotion?
I have to wonder if Atkins is out there, like, coming up with a statement. Because if I was Atkins, I would separate myself from this immediately.
Wicked. How do you know they weren't a part of it?
I don't.
How do you know this wasn't a deal between the two of them to do more Atkins bars?
Assuming that Atkins didn't say, hey, Forever 21, we're going to give you 10,000 lemon bars. Send them out to the girls that order the plus size stuff. Assuming they didn't have that diabolical scheme in their head, I would, if I was the head of Atkins, I would get out and get myself as far away from this as I could. We knew nothing about the plan. We did not get a deal. We do not have a deal with Forever 21. We did not tell them to send out our bars to girls who order plus size outfits. We have nothing to do with this. You know, we believe everyone. And if you choose to want to lose weight, here is our contact. Here is someone. All that kind of stuff. All that kind of stuff. And maybe throw in, like, hey, if you purchase something from Forever 21, we'll give all Forever 21, something along those lines. You know, your first month free or something to try to clean your image up.
And here's the problem. I'm going to read you one text.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Do you really not want to hear it?
I mean, go ahead.
A 21-year-old girl who is a size 18 needs diet and exercise. If that hurts feelings, maybe type 1 diabetes would be a more PC dose of reality.
Wow, what a crappy human being that text is. Can you block that
you
person?
You know nothing.
I mean, my Lord.
Nothing.
I'd like to see a picture of that texter. I'd like to know what the Adonis looks like. I'd like to see him with his chiseled abs.
Hello, problem.
Hi.
Hi, meat problem.
You're the reason for the story.
In answer to your question, yes, I think the person who had the final final call on this is already fired, already looking for a new job.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.